PCS left unity election. All votes should count. Socialist Party members in PCS are voting for the PCS left unity elections closed on the 23rd of November. These results determine the left unity slate in next year's PCS civil servants trade union elections for Assistant General Secretary, AGS, and National Executive Committee, as well as leading positions in left unity itself. The incumbent AGS, Socialist Party member Chris Bohr, who has been in post since 2004, has been challenged by Janice Godrich, supported by General Secretary Mark Sawatka. The campaign and the close election results have shown that there are two distinct currents within left unity, with two different approaches. Chris's campaign has shown that it wants to ensure that PCS remains a militant Lair-led union. Throughout the campaign, and emphasized by Chris at a number of debates, a fighting strategy and positive approach has been given that can take the union forward. Chris won a majority in three of the five election debates that he took part in, with Martin Kavanagh and John McKinley deputizing for Janice Godrich. This included London, which was attended by Mark Sawatka, who argued against Chris. "We thank all those left unity members who took part in the debates, particularly those who supported our candidates." On the AGS election, the interim report indicates 139 votes for Chris Bohr, and 167 votes for Janice Godrich. However, left unity members are still waiting for the final results. This is because a whole number of votes have been ruled out, some postal ballots and those cast at three voting meetings, including London. Issues. Despite this, the interim results were published. Many left unity members are shocked and angry that this was done when there are issues still outstanding. Despite the claims of Janice's supporters in Socialist View, the ruled out votes could materially affect the results of three key positions: AGS, Left Unity Chair, and Left Unity Editor. The only way to clarify this is for the full report to be published, with all the results included, along with explanation for those omitted. This is not an attack on the integrity of the scrutineers, as Socialist View claims, but a call for transparency and democratic processes. Socialist View asks, would it be acceptable to count votes at fail, to comply with laid down, and agreed, left unity regulations? But to us this would be far more preferable than to disenfranchise left unity members who, through no fault of their own, have had their vote discounted. In at least two of the meetings, we believe that Chris had a majority. The discounted votes at the three meetings could be over 12% of the total vote. These issues could easily be remedied, but are a further sign that Socialist View want to move away from the inclusive spirit of left unity, which encourages genuine debate and can accommodate differing views. The Left Unity Conference is the 1st of December in Manchester. It is an opportunity for left unity members to have their say on the elections and fight for a transparent and democratic process. And the future direction of left unity as a militant and socialist rank and file organization.